explain why we should be concerned about overprescribing of antibiotics.
So there's a huge concern nationally about antibiotic resistance. We're not getting a lot more antibiotics made. Pharmaceutical industry is not investing in antibiotics like they used to. So we need to do a really good job preserving the antibiotics that we have.
There's particular concern about overprescribing what are called broad-spectrum antibiotics, such as amoxicillin, which anyone who has children is familiar with. Why is overprescribing those particular types of antibiotics a concern?
Because when we overprescribe these broad-spectrum antibiotics, it does more than just kill the bacteria we're intending to kill, like the bad bacteria. What it does is it kills all of our good bacteria, and we are covered with bacteria from head to toe, and they help promote good health. And when we kill all of our natural flora by using broad-spectrum antibiotics, we put ourselves at greater risk for other infections like C. diff.
You said at risk of C. diff. Explain what C. diff is.
Clostridium difficile infection is a spore-like bacteria that is found in the environment. We see it a lot in hospitals across the country, and it lives on beds, on hospital counters, all over the environment. And the challenging thing with C. diff is that this bacteria is not killed by Purell, the typical hand sanitizer that only has about 62% alcohol in it. So we're doing a really good job washing our hands or using alcohol sanitizer, but it's not unless you wash your hands with soap and water that these spores can be killed.
The Blue Cross study that just came out showed that Rhode Island's prescribing rate for antibiotics dropped 20%. That's a big decline just since 2010. How did that come about?
It's important to note that in that data, they only looked at persons under the age of 65. And when you dig a little bit deeper, you see that a lot of this was driven by a decrease in antibiotic use in the pediatric population, and especially among infants. And I think what's happening, and the CDC has been very good, as has the Rhode Island Department of Health, is messaging the importance of only using antibiotics when necessary.
I'm speaking today with Carrie LaPlante, a pharmacist and University of Rhode Island professor of pharmacy. LaPlante is among those leading efforts at the Rhode Island Department of Health to reduce antibiotic prescribing.
How did the people in the health department explain to doctors the importance of not overprescribing, and what was their advice? What was the change in thinking that they were trying to bring about?
I think the biggest change in thinking that has come out is talking about watchful waiting. So when a parent will come to their pediatrician's office and be concerned that their kid is not well, they have a fever, they have a cough, they don't know if there's a bacterial infection or not, the pediatricians have been championed to say, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Let's watch and wait. Let me give you a prescription for this antibiotic, for example, a Z-Pak or amoxicillin, and see how your child does over the next day or two. If they're not getting better, then you can fill that prescription. And that watchful waiting approach sometimes will make all the difference in the decreasing of antibiotic use.
So it's really, in some ways, left up to the parents. They said, we were going to give you this antibiotic, but hold off and don't use it.
I think behavior change really comes down to the person that is requesting the antibiotic or the parent that is requesting. I'm a parent too, and I know that when my children are sick or they're missing daycare or they're missing school, I want to make sure as a mom I'm doing everything I can to make sure they get better. But having those healthy conversations with your pediatrician, you know, sharing that responsibility that it's not just the pediatrician, but it's also the parent, and together we're going to make these decisions, mixed with kind of this healthy movement we have of, you know, parents really wanting to promote good gut health and good health in their kids, and really not wanting to just throw antibiotics at our children when they may not be necessary.
So the interesting thing also about this study was that while we had a big decline in the prescribing rate specifically for these broad-spectrum antibiotics, we're still in Rhode Island more than 3 percentage points higher than the national median rate. And with the exception of Connecticut, Rhode Island's rate is also significantly higher than in the rest of New England. What do you think's going on here?
You know, I don't think that small percentage point really moves my needle so much. I think when you look at the downward trend of where we were and where we are now, that's a significant and really impressive decline. And we're a more densely populated state, more so than Vermont and Maine, which was a bit lower than us. The access to care here in Rhode Island is a lot better than the other states. So I think that looking at the big picture and certainly the downward trend is really important.
What would you advise both adults and parents when you're prescribed antibiotics? I know that I've been prescribed them at times when I've been unsure whether or not it was actually necessary. How do you evaluate? What are the sort of questions people should ask themselves and the doctors?
Yeah, I think what we really need to look at or think about is, if I take this antibiotic, 80% of the time, it's not going to work. If you're otherwise healthy and you don't have other illnesses going on, if you're not very, very young or very, very old, about 80% of the time, it's a virus and an antibiotic is not going to help you. And you really want to think of what harm you're doing to your body by taking the antibiotic. Are you altering your gut flora and putting yourself at risk for C. diff? Are you altering your potential for other antibiotic-resistant bacteria? And could you be causing, by taking an antibiotic, another side effect? So there's other things, these unintended consequences, that we need to be aware of when taking an antibiotic and really use them appropriately.